It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Some Wisconsin voters with disabilities will be able to receive their ballots by email in the November presidential election.
A Dane County judge has issued a temporary order that requires election clerks to email absentee ballots to voters who cannot cast their ballots independently.
Plaintiffs say that Tuesday's decision is a win for voters who have disabilities that prevent them from reading or marking a paper ballot.
We look closer at this lawsuit now with Brenna Gadar, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School. Brenna, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So the Dane County Circuit Court Judge Everett Mitchell issues this temporary ruling. What is your reaction to this ruling?
So my first reaction is that this will almost certainly be appealed. So it's unclear if this will actually be in place for November. But it is an interesting outcome in this case and potentially signals how this case could ultimately be resolved.
What is interesting to you in this case with, disabilities specifically for reading or marking a paper ballot?
Yes. So this case really focuses on the fact that people who have disabilities that impact their ability to read or mark a paper ballot are not currently able to vote absentee in secret. They have to share that information with somebody in order to have their ballot marked and returned. And that really can raise some issues with whether the person trusts that the person marking their ballot is doing it correctly, and then also with the fact that they have to share their vote with somebody.
About a quarter of adults here in Wisconsin have a disability, according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Can you describe the significance of disabled Wisconsinites being able to vote electronically, perhaps in November, unless we see an appeal here?
Yes. So I'll note that this doesn't apply to that full sort of quarter of Wisconsinites. It really applies only to the subset of folks with print disabilities. And we don't have exact numbers on that, but it is a substantial impact. And this will allow them to receive electronic ballots. They won't be able to return them electronically yet, but it would mean that folks can use screen readers or voice-controlled software to be able to have the ballot read to them from their computer, and then to be able to mark the ballot on their computer before printing it out. And so this allows those folks to be able to vote absentee independently at those steps. There is still some aspect of this that might involve other people's assistance with the printing of the ballot or putting it in envelopes. But for some people, this will allow them to vote much more independently.
Right. It is a progression here. But as you mentioned, the voters with a disability will still be required to mail the ballots back to the clerks or return them to their clerks in person. Does that create barriers to voting?
It can. And so that is what the ultimate relief that the plaintiffs are seeking in this case is. They do want the ability to return ballots electronically. Currently, Wisconsin does not have any electronic voting options. And so that would be a whole new system that would need to be in place. So that relief would not be in place before the August or November elections.
Meanwhile, Wisconsinites who are in the military or overseas are able to vote in this way. How will the state expand electronic voting in time for the November election?
It sounds tight. So on the one hand, as you mentioned, this is not something that is foreign to Wisconsin law. Overseas and military voters already get electronic ballots. And before 2011, a lot of other folks could get electronic ballots too by requesting them from the clerk. So this isn't completely new technology. However, it is new for this subset of voters. And so the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf explained in an affidavit some concerns about implementing that before the election, estimating it would take about 3 months to complete, or potentially longer if they were trying to implement it via MyVote.
Will someone who has a disability have to verify in some way that their disability impedes them from going to the ballot box?
Yes, it's not exactly clear what that process will look like yet, but the temporary injunction provided that people who are affected need to self-certify to having a print disability and request an electronic ballot from the municipal clerk. And so that's part of the process that the WEC and clerks will need to figure out, is how to handle those requests and how to get electronic ballots to those who request them.
We're talking about a temporary ruling that will allow disabled Wisconsinites to receive an emailed absentee ballot in the November election. We have Brenna Gadar, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School. So, Brenna, attorneys from the State Department of Justice representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission in this lawsuit, they argue that allowing voters with disabilities to vote electronically would create confusion and create security risks. What are their arguments here?
So the first is simply the amount of time that we have before the election. And that's where Administrator Wolf is really concerned about getting this up and running, and the options being My Vote, which would take longer than 3 months to develop that software, according to her, and then the other option being scanning and emailing ballots, and that taking also about 3 months because there are almost 2,000 clerks that would need to be trained in how to do this and how to handle this. So that is the main concern about confusion. This is something that we already have for military and overseas voters, and we had pre-2011. So long term, the mailing of electronic ballots is something that we see done and doesn't really itself raise security risks. The other arguments do focus on security risks about electronic ballot return, which is not what was ruled on yesterday, but it is something that the plaintiffs are seeking in this case. And so I think we'll see that developed more about concerns with ballot security going through the internet.
And as you mentioned, pre-2011, that's when then-Governor Scott Walker restricted electronic voting to military and overseas Wisconsinites. And I want to turn a little bit to federal law here, and I'm just wondering whether the Voting Rights Act or the Americans with Disabilities Act applies to a suit like this. What is the federal implications here?
The arguments here are partially based on the Wisconsin Constitution and then partially based on the U.S. Constitution and federal laws like the Americans with Disabilities Act. The big question there with the ADA is whether we look at the program as voting as a whole or absentee voting in isolation. So the WEC attorneys and the legislature have pointed to the fact that folks can go and vote independently with accessibility machines on election day. And the plaintiffs are saying that's not good enough. If we have absentee voting for other folks, we can't discriminate against people with disabilities in the absentee voting context. And they also point to the fact that some people can't go to the polls on election day. They have disabilities that both make it difficult or impossible to mark a ballot independently and mean that they can't actually travel to the polls on election day.
And specifically, I was reading Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act, and any voter who requires assistance to vote by reason of blindness, disability, or inability to read or write may be given assistance by a person of the voter's choice. So to me, that really also has connections here to this litigation.
Yes, and Wisconsin law provides that voters may have assistance in voting absentee. And that is something that the, again, legislature and Wisconsin Elections Commission point to as, look, we have enough accommodations already in place. This process is good enough. And what the plaintiffs are saying is that request for assistance should be optional. It shouldn't be forced.
Okay. Also wondering, how does your work with the State Democracy Initiative at the UW Law School intersect with disability rights and perhaps this lawsuit as well?
So broadly, we do a lot of work looking at state constitutional law, state public law, and state democracy. And this case in particular, one of the most interesting constitutional issues is what is the meaning of a secret ballot? So under Wisconsin's constitution, all votes shall be by secret ballot. And the plaintiffs are arguing for an interpretation of that, that folks voting absentee with print disabilities should still be able to have that ballot be secret from anyone. The legislature has advanced a much broader interpretation of that, basically that it means it's not a public vote. And so even if you're sharing it with a person to assist you with voting, that doesn't mean it's not secret.
What about trying to get that ballot then to the mailbox if you are unable to do that?
Yes, so that is still unresolved with this temporary injunction. But I would say that for some folks, I think this will help a long way in resolving the issue, where if somebody can read the ballot using a screen reader or assistive technology and mark the ballot, they might be able to then also print it and put it in the envelope independently. And then somebody else could assist with that other process. For people who need assistance printing the ballot and putting it in the envelope, this still won't be entirely secret, but they will at least have a little bit more control over the reading and marking process.
Okay, Brenna, so a temporary injunction in place here. In our final moments together, what are you watching for next?
So this will almost certainly be appealed, like I said at the start of this. I think the focus will probably be on whether this was necessary to preserve the status quo, which is part of the standard for granting a temporary injunction, and also on how close this is to the election. I think that's some of the main arguments we'll see on appeal.
Brenna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Brenna Gadar, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the UW Law School, talking with us about this week's temporary injunction that allows Wisconsinites with disabilities to use electronic ballots in the November election.
A reminder that WPR's June one-day member drive is tomorrow. It's just one day, and we have a special pre-drive challenge in effect right now.
Win 90 more people donate before midnight, a group of generous members will donate an extra $10,000. Your gift supports all the great programs you enjoy on WPR, and you'll help us unlock that extra money.
You can be part of the team that gets us over the top. There's still room for your gift right now at WPR.org/donate, and thank you.